Okay, good morning, everybody. So it's wonderful to be able to say good morning through the words of David HaMelech, especially the Mizmor that we're going to take a look at this morning, that the Mitzvah does David comments, is particularly Chaviv and David. Mechtam be'echozo so plishtim bagas. He was being held for basically on death row for all the plishtim that he killed when he was fighting in Shaul's army, and he had to turn himself into Achish Melech Gat when he was running away from Shaul, and to say that he was a turncoat. So he describes himself here as a Yonas Elim Rechokim, as a bird who has been silenced very far away from his homeland, even though, again, Eretz pushed him geographically, isn't that far away. But he felt very far away. David HaMelech says, Ki Girshuni Hayom Yistapeach B'Nachalas Hashem. That's the famous pasuk quoted by the Gemara in the end of Ksuvis and Kofiyat Aleph, that anybody who's dar in a chutz laretz is kemishin lo eloha. So David HaMelech had a special chibas haaretz, and he felt like he couldn't say anything. What was he going to say? Because he was there, you know, under a guise that he had, switched sides to the plishtim. So Yonas Elim, from the language of being an Elim, and Rechokim, he was distant. So the Mitzvah comments, HaMizmor hazeh haya chaviv be'enav. This was a special, special place in David's heart. He was in such a terrible situation outside of Eretz Yisrael, feeling like he had to pretend to be a betrayer of his people. So the Mechtam is from the language of Kesem Paz, Bechozo Sok Asher Achazu, Plishtim Megas, Lahargo Asher Harag, Plishtim Bioso Yimshal. Okay. So the Plishtim had it out for him, and Achish would not allow David to be put to death because he thought David had really genuinely, in his view, done tshuva, meaning come over to the Plishti side. But really, those who were suspicious of David were fundamentally correct. So this Mizmor had a special place in David's heart because it was a complete isolation. And Pasuk Dalet of the Tehillim, again, you know, Achish is his friend, but Achish is his friend for the wrong reasons, because he thinks that David is a turncoat. The people who hate David and want to kill him, sort of, they want to kill him for the right reasons, because they know that David is loyal to Klal Yisrael, but either way, he's surrounded. So Yom Ira, in the days of terrible fear, Ani Elecha Evtach, it's a question of Bitachon. Be'elohim Ahalel Dvaro, Be'elohim Vatachti, Lo Ira Mayasev Vasarli. Then in the end of the day, I'm not going to worry what any human beings are going to do to me, because I know that even if I feel completely isolated in the world, I'm never completely isolated, because Gam Kelech Begeitz Al Mavis Lo Ira Raki Ata Imadi. Skipping ahead to Pasuk Yid Aleph, which I'll quote from the Gemara in Brachos in just a moment. Belohim Alel Davar, Bashem Alel Davar. I'll always give halal to Hashem, whether it's Belokim or Bahashem. Belokim is the term that's typically associated with the Midas Adin. Bahashem, this week's parsha, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachim Echad, and the Yud Gimel Midas Rachimim, Shem Havaya is always associated with Rachimim. So the Gemara in Masechta Brachos tells us, this is in the context of one of the hardest things that a person has to do, Kishem Shemivarchim Latova, Kach Mivarchim Alara. So Latova we say Atova Ametiv, Alara we say Dayan HaEmes. But the Gemara says is that what's required in both cases is for a person to really be mekabel b'lev shalim. As the Gemara says, even to the point of being mekabel b'simcha, doesn't mean with happiness, but it certainly means with an understanding that this is the Ratzon Hashem. So Amar Vacha Mishum Rabbi Levi, how do we know that this is true? The kablinu b'simcha, that we have to accept whatever comes our way. So chesed u'mishpat ashira l'cho Hashem azamirim. Chesed ashira, if I am the recipient of divine kindness, I shall sing v'mishpat ashira. B'shmo b'nachmani amar mi'acha, b'Hashem ahalel davar, b'Elohim ahalel davar. Our pasuk, b'Hashem ahalel davar zomidah tova, b'Elohim ahalel davar zomidah peranis. So v'tanchum amar mi'acha, kos yeshuos esa, u'v'shem Hashem ekra, tzara v'yagon emtza, u'v'shem Hashem ekra v'ra. Banan amri, mehacha Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach, yishem Hashem evorach. It's all getting at the same point, that a person has to accept b'lev shalem, whatever it is that comes his way. So David HaMelech continues in the Mizmor, b'lehim batachti lo ira mayasa adamliya, alay Elohim nedarecha, shalem todos lachman, I know you're going to save me. I know that I'll offer proper hodah, ki tzalta nafshi mimaves, alo raglai midechi, Hashem will extract me from this somehow, some way. We never know exactly the way. We never know the method. Harbei shluchim lamakom. Hashem has many messengers who can make it happen. And the question is really just what in the end is going to make the difference. How is David going to be extracted? In this particular case, David was only extracted after there was an enormous war between Shaul and the Plishtim. Unfortunately, that was the war in which Shaul and Yonatan were killed. So the theme of this Mizmor, again, according to the Mitzvah, which was so Chaviv Eitzel David, all of the 150 Mizmorim of Tehillim were certainly Chaviv Eitzel David. This one in particular, because David took special Chavivos, and when there was no human agent of salvation in being Boteach Abashem. And again, we talked about two forms of bitachon today. One of them is what we call bitachon, that there's going to be Hatzal, bitachon in Yeshua. And certainly David HaMelech expressed that idea. But David HaMelech also expressed the idea Ba'ashem alel davar, belokim alel davar, lekablinu b'simcha, is that even if it doesn't work out the way that I would like it to work out, that does not shift, that does not change my bitachon. Lekablinu b'simcha, that this must be the Ratzon Hashem. And David HaMelech obviously stood in the tradition when it came to this outlook. Yosef comes to mind. Yosef, who suffered so much at the hands of his own family. And at the very end of the story, when the brothers come to him and they beg for their lives, essentially, because they figure Yaakov dies and it'll be like an Esav situation. Yosef's for sure going to, exact his vengeance. He's just been waiting for Yaakov to pass away. And they beg him, and they say, Ana sana fesha chacha lechatasam, ki ra'agi malucha ve'ana sana lefesha avdei alokei avicha. And Yosef, instead of avenging himself, ayev ki Yosef bedabram milav, Yosef starts crying, and he's medabri alibam. Gemara says that he told them, look, 10 candles couldn't extinguish one candle. You think I'm going to extinguish the 10 candles? He equates himself with them. But the most important thing, that he says to them in that context is, Atem chashavtem alai ra'a, Elokim chashava letova. That even if it was suffering, and even if it was many, many long and lonely years in the bor, the reality was, Elokim chashava letova. This is what Hashem felt needed to happen to bring about Lachayos lachem le'amrav, to make you into lasum lachem sheiris ba'aretz, to grant you survival. So David HaMelech is very much here within the tradition of Yosef in terms of understanding belokim alel davar ba'ashem alel davar, that in the end, whatever happens, that a person has to recognize that somehow, some way, this is all going to fit into Hashem's plan. And even if it seemed, extremely unlikely, from David HaMelech's standpoint, if you would have given him, when he was just a shepherd boy, taken a bet, and said, you'll end up, feigning to be a soldier loyal to the Plishtim in the court of Achish Melech Gad, with half of his court wanting to kill you because they don't believe that you're actually a traitor. And by the way, those are the ones that are correct. I don't think David HaMelech would have shied away from betting, the kitchen sink on that, right? He said, I'll take that bet. I don't think that's ever going to happen. And yet, life happens in the strangest of ways. Har b'shulchem l'makom. And even as David HaMelech felt as, a bird that was silenced, at Yonas Elam Rechokim, that was very far away from anyone, Yom Ira Evtach Becha, that specifically on those days, David turned even more to Hashem. So we've said it so many times, but the reason that there's just endless chizuk in Sefer Tehillim is that when the going got rough, David drew that much closer to Hashem. It's like just superlative ability to be misdabik by Hashem, to cleave to Hashem in moments of crisis, and in so doing, he really charted a path for all of us. The path of Dveikus that David HaMelech charted for all of us is so powerful and it's so significant, and that's why it's able to stand us all in equally good stead when we encounter our own challenging days, as we certainly have, and hopefully there are far more behind us than there are ahead of us. But even so, Ba'ashem alel davar, belokim alel davar, whether it's the Kos Yeshua sasa, whether it's the Tzar of Yagun Emtsa, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, David HaMelech basically charted the path for us here of always expressing a desire for closeness to Hashem, Lo Ira Ma Ya'asa Li Adam, and in that context, whatever human beings have in store for me, the relationship with Hashem transcends it all. Have a terrific day.